Hey guys, what's up?
So we're back on the radio.
This is Fred and Susie's Adventure Hour, broadcasting live from Hampshire College Dirt Radio.
Why are you acting so weird right now?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about how you're like just acting really excited for no reason.
I'm just excited. Why can't I be excited?
I am excited a little bit.
You're excited, right?
I'm apathetic about most things, so.
Well, that's your problem. I'm super excited about everything, so this is pretty great for me.
So, how was the show over Jan term? You know, I wasn't here. I was, you know, in the Bahamas.
The thing about, you weren't in the Bahamas. Everybody knows you were at Fat Camp, Fred.
I'm not. Why would they have
You're
Fat Camp?
You're not fat anymore.
Why would they have Fat Camp in the winter? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, because you sweat more when you're wearing tons of coats.
Yeah,
obviously.
But what if it's like hibernation season? That's when I eat the most.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't make logical sense.
They were trying to keep you from eating. You know what? Shut up. I don't care. You can make up as many things about why or why not you weren't at Fat Camp, but it doesn't matter because you were there and everyone knows it.
Well, now everyone knows it. Thanks
a
lot.
Yeah, well, thanks to our listeners for being so loyal.
So
I'm sure a lot of people are listening right now.
Well, we have a different time slot. You probably should have said that we're changing time slots on the last show.
Well, maybe
did
you
do the
should
last
have
show
been
over
not.
No.
Sure.
Okay, so we're going to play a song.
So this is our opening song. I hope you guys
like it. Is it good?
Fred's parents. I hope you're listening. Because you will be the only ones.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Is this a song you want me to play?
I don't know. If you put it on, maybe I could listen to it.
It says it's false.
What does it even mean?
It means that you're wrong.
It's not a thing. I can't be wrong.
You're wrong all the time. I have a class with you this semester, and I heard the teacher say that thing to you.
Name one time when I was wrong. Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, Tommy Scratch B. Hey, little lady, how you feeling? It's Hummer Boo at the crib just chilling. Just chillin'. Trying to figure out what I'm going to do today. Have a you throw on something sexy and come my way. I got a treat for you and you're going to like it. I hear those giggles, go ahead and get excited. You say in bed that your man is a lame guy. Having sex with him is just like watching paint dry. Damn, I really hope that that ain't true. But if it is, here's what I'm going to do for you. And when you get here, I'm not just going to bang it. I'm going to smash it too, so let's just say I'm going to sing. Let me sing it, girl. Smash it and bang. Let me smash it, girl. Smash it and bang. Let me smash it, girl. Smash it and smash it. The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart sad. Let me smash it, girl. Smash it and bang. Let me smash it, girl. Smash it and bang. Let me smash it, girl. Smash it and bang. The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart sad. Now are you ready, baby? Then let's get crazy. Hope your muscles warmed up, you can't be lazy.
Get loose.
This is what I like to call smash bang fusion. Gotta focus, mama, you don't wanna get a cooch contusion. I like to mix it up, I like to do stuff. I like to start slow, and then I beat it up. You should be cautious. Don't be scary. I'ma have you looking like a wild thornberry. The locals got you dry, but let me be your tourist. And I'll leave your body feeling like a rainforest. So let's get it popping. Tell me, can you hang? Then let me smash it, baby, smash it and bang. Let me smash it, girl, smash it and bang. Let me smash it, girl, smash it and bang. Let me smash it, girl, smash it and bang. The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart sing. Let me smash it, girl, smash it and bang. Let me smash it, girl, smash it and bang. Let me smash it, girl, smash it and bang. The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart sing.
Plain falsy, no hallucination. Smash and bang is my favorite combination. Kiss it to your toes till you get that sensation. It's a love scene, baby, with no communication. Baby, got minds off now to the next location. Baby, I need inspiration, your mouth fixation. Smanging them jaws is my life's aspiration. F. Floss loves ladies and relations. Love it. Call me Marathon, my Jimmy run long. Call me Schwarzenegger, my sex game strong. I smang it Tarantino from dusk till dawn. I smang it everywhere from the bed to the lawn.
Let me smang it, girl. Smash it and bang. Let me smash it, girl. Smash it and bang. Let me smash it, girl. Smash it and bang.
The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart sad. Let me spank it, girl. Smash it in there. Let me spank it, girl. Smash it in there. Let me spank it, girl. Smash it in there. The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart sad. Let me spank it, girl. Smash it in there. Let me spank it, girl. Smash it in there. Let me spank it, girl. Smash it in there. The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart sad. Let me spank it, girl. Smash it in there. Let me spank it, girl. Smash it in there. Let me spank it, girl. Smash it in there. The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart sad.
So if you're just tuning in, this is
I'm pretty sure everyone's tuning in.
Okay, anyway, can you not be such a downer for a second, please?
I forgot my medication in my dorm.
Yeah, well, not everybody uses Skittles as medication.
I do like Skittles. Yuja, why would you laugh like that?
Yuja!
Oh, jeez.
She's distracting me. She's giving me to come hit her eyebrows. I don't know if you guys have ever seen
that. Are you guys dating now?
No.
What happened to your boyfriend?
She wishes we were dating.
What happened to your boyfriend?
Anyway, let's get back
on
track.
What happened to your boyfriend?
Let's get back on track.
Okay.
So, if you're just tuning in... This is Fred and Susie's Adventure Hour. I'm Susie. This is Fred.
I don't like anyone cares.
He's quite a downer. I don't know if you guys have noticed.
I think they...
You haven't even said anything.
I don't know why we're doing this again. You don't seem to be that into it. You didn't even come up with any song listings.
I picked out the first song.
On the spot.
Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, baby. Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, baby.
Can you tell me what smang it means?
What?
Can you tell me what smang it
means? It's a smash bang fusion.
Because I had my headphones on because I didn't want to listen to it.
Can you just put in your next stupid depressing song so we can get to my fun song?
Okay. This song is by Death Cab for Cutie.
Of course it is.
Oh, they're like only the best band that I know.
And you're only most depressing person that I know.
I've seen them at least 20 times in concerts.
Well,
and it's like the
that
same...
That doesn't even make any sense.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna play a song.
Okay, just you do that.
Thank you.
So,
Yeah, that was really depressing.
It wasn't that... It's kind of an upbeat song. I don't see what your problem is.
I didn't even know what they were saying.
Because you weren't listening.
The rhythm of the song was really unhappy, and I didn't like it. And now, because you messed up, you get to play another song.
I didn't mess up.
You messed up. Just play your song.
You put a virus on my computer.
I did not do that.
You put a virus.
Can you just play your song, please?
Okay. We'll make a deal. I get two songs, and you get two songs.
I think you're a dirty...
A dirty what? What am I?
Skunk.
So I smell really bad?
That's what I said.
Okay. Yeah, just take that and process while we're
listening
to
this. Just put your music on!
You need to stop yelling in here. It's really stressing me out.
I can't take this emotional ping pong anymore.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a second during this song and regroup, okay?
I just want to regroup.
Okay, this is song by the Soft Pack.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
okay.
Well, I don't even know what that was about.
You never listen to my music.
That's because you're all distracting me with your scent.
With my what?
Your smell.
My scent?
Your scent.
Why don't you
make fun of my retainer!
Maybe you should leave your headgear at home for once when we come to the radio
show. I'm supposed to wear it 21 hours of the day.
So why don't you wear it?
Because I have to make time for eating 3 full meals.
Okay.
Brushing my teeth. Okay. And showering.
Why do you?
Because I don't wear it in the shower.
Why don't you wear it in the shower?
Because that would be weird. What? How am I supposed to scrub behind my ears if I have headgear on?
I don't know.
Obviously, Fred. Gosh.
I don't know how headgear works. I never had it as
a kid. Well, you can see mine, and you've known about it for, like, your entire life since we grew up together. So maybe you should stop being so insensitive about my situation.
I forgot that you had it when you were a kid, too.
How would you forget that?
Because I don't remember.
Okay. Let's move on to some better music.
What's your definition of
this
better?
This is a song by Semantic Magnetic Fields.
Okay.
It deals with sexuality and dressing up, which are my two favorite things.
It sounds like pretty introspective.
A pity she does not exist, a shame he's not a fag. The only girl I ever loved was Andrew and Drag. There is no hope of love for me, for here on I go stag. The only girl I ever loved is Andrew and Drag. Andrew and Drag. It's really not my bag. Just thought it might be funny to see Andrew drag. The moment he walked on the stage, my tail began to wag. Wag like a little wiener dog for Andrew drag. Andrew drag. Trust fund, I would even sell the check. If I could spend my misspent youth with Andrew and Greg. Andrew and Greg.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was some stuff right there, wasn't it?
I don't know how I feel. That song made me feel funny.
It made you feel a little funny, Fred.
Yeah, that.
I thought it would.
You might smell some new smells in a minute.
That's disgusting. And we're going to take this moment in time.
Oh,
happy
Let me do it. Gosh.
You were bringing up some weird smelling topics, so I think we should transition.
Okay, you could have just nudged me politely instead of...
I punched you in your shoulder.
I didn't feel it. I guess my muscles are just getting too big.
That does not make any sense.
Anyway, so... Today is a very special day.
A special day?
Shut up. Today is a very special day.
A special day?
Shut up. If you say one more thing and stamp on my parade, I'm going to have to do something rash.
Special day. It's just a happy birthday.
Stop. Don't ruin the surprise.
Okay.
So...
I'm so excited.
So, 75 years today.
Today!
I don't remember what happened.
No.
But, well, this is embarrassing. I'm pretty sure it's like 71.
Could you just get on with it, please?
Anyway, some number of years earlier from today, there was a man, that came into this world.
Talk a little faster.
And his name is Fred Sr.
Fred!
So now we're going to sing Happy Birthday to him.
Okay, and you should get in on this.
It's going to be super awesome.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Steve. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Dad. I hope you're listening, otherwise that would just be really embarrassing.
It's okay. People love our voices. So this one is for you, Steve.
What is it?
You'll find out.
I don't want it to be embarrassing.
It's not going to be embarrassing. Okay. That was for you, Frederick Sr.
Yes, it was. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's like one of my all-time favorite songs. I'm really glad I got to play it. You know, this reminds me of a story of when I was driving my friends to the Barranca del Cobre, which is part of Mexico.
Is that some sort of salsa?
And we were all on the roof of this van driving down a canyon. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were on the roof.
What is that?
The only thing we had to hold on to.
What does that have to do with the song?
Was a luggage rack.
What does that have to do with the song?
If My Life Were a Movie, which it will be in 10 to 20 years, that song would be playing while we were doing that show.
So it has absolutely nothing to do with the song except for your weird fantasies.
It does. When My Life Is a Movie.
But your life isn't a movie.
Yeah, but when they make My Life Story into a movie.
Oh, but it might be. Aren't you a movie star now?
No, I don't think
aren't
so.
You in a movie?
I don't think I'm in a movie.
Isn't it something like Backdoor Sluts 9?
I have not been.
I thought I saw your name.
I told you never to talk about that.
It's like a.
I told you that in confidence.
It's like a.
I thought we were friends.
It's like a headgear fetish or something, right? What? What?
I told you that in confidence.
I don't know what the problem is. I think we should. Do you want to play one of your songs?
Yeah.
Would that make you feel any better?
Yeah.
Stop crying. It's so embarrassing.
The thing is...
Yeah, what's the thing?
I hear music in my head.
Is that... Really? You hear music in your head?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's weird.
It stopped.
Oh, good. maybe we should take you to a psychiatrist.
I want to listen to Love Potion.
Oh, would that make you stop being so crazy?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad down a pretty broken vine. Selling little bottles of Love Potion number. Since 1956, she looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna make it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like Indian ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink.
Yeah.
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 Do you feel better?
I feel so much better.
Maybe the EpiPen helped a little too, right?
Yeah, I was going to need... Okay, here's the thing. Sometimes I get anaphylactic if I feel uncomfortable.
Is that like...
I don't feel uncomfortable.
Isn't...
But sometimes Fred makes me a little uncomfortable when he's a little...
Isn't anaphylactic a diarrhea?
It's not a diuretic, and I taught you that word.
It's a diuretic.
It's not a word, Fred.
That's a word. It's not I read a word. It in a dictionary.
But that's bullshit.
I was
you
reading
don't read.
The dictionary. I read
No, you
books.
Don't. All you do is sit in your room in your morph suit, like perched on your dresser.
No.
Yeah.
You've never seen me. There's
I
no proof.
I've walked in on you like 5 times.
Well, that's because you don't knock.
Can you just put on whatever song you wanted to put on next?
I'm fine. Thanks. I just want everyone to know.
Just put on your sucky song.
I want everyone to know.
I can hear you.
Damn. I just want everyone to know how little I do that. It's only like once or twice a day.
A week. Whoa.
Oh. Here we go.
It's awkward. Okay.
What was wrong with that?
My microphones aren't on. Well, I don't understand what's happening.
We're on the radio right now.
No, we're not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure we're on the radio. Maybe you took too many hits of that EpiPen.
I need that.
Why? I think you just use it as, like, recreation.
That's ridiculous.
You kind of just take hits of it whenever you want.
No, I take hits of it when I feel like anaphylactic.
Oh, funny story about anaphylactic. Why are you laughing? You don't even know the story.
Yes, I do.
So, when I hit puberty, which was, like, What? It was around...
When you hit puberty.
It was...
It's funny.
When I was supposed to hit puberty. My dad sat me down and gave me a little talk, right?
Yeah, I did. I was there.
You weren't there?
No, I was.
Where were you?
I was in the closet.
Oh, my gosh. That's embarrassing. I told him some secrets.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh. I know that now. But anyway, the point of the story is, we shouldn't get off track, because that would be embarrassing, is that my dad told me his first, like, intercourse thing. Did you? What'd you just do?
That's gross.
Oh, okay.
What do you think I was doing?
I don't know.
Ew, geez.
So anyway, his first boy-girl thing was with a girl named Anaphylactic. Is she your doctor or something like that?
What?
You keep saying Anaphylactic, I guess.
It's a thing that happened. Let's get on. We have an interview to do.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, yeah, we do. Who are we interviewing?
Our guest today is your local artist.
Well, she's not really local.
Her name is Zuzia Wayman.
Zazu Wayman?
Zazu Wayman.
Zuzia Wayman?
Her name is Zazu Wayman.
Okay.
And she's come to talk about her art.
Yeah, so tell us. So you have like this art show you're putting on this summer?
Yeah, me and my friend Marissa Goldman are doing this arts installation in Boston, which is... Most of it is just
Boston's a really cool place.
Yeah, Boston's really cool. I love it.
Yeah,
there.
I like the brick buildings.
Yeah, they're beautiful. And we're probably going to have our show in a brick building.
Really?
Yeah.
So tell us a little. I'm running a professional interview here. Tell us a little bit about what your goal is, what you're trying to do right now.
Well, right
in preparation.
Now, we have a Kickstarter page where you can donate money to our show so we can make it happen. And you can find the link to that on our website, which is thethoughtartist.webs.com.
Thethoughtartist.webs.com.
Webs.
Webs.
thoughtartist.
Dot webs.
Dot webs.
Dot webs.
Dot com.
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. So... For our listeners, this is a really great thing that they're doing, and you can donate $5, you can donate $500, but you should.
Mm-hmm. You should donate something, because it's a very... Wait, are you doing this for a cause?
Well...
Oh, not explain.
Okay, don't donate. I thought
all materials are going to be recycled.
Oh, so it's kind of like a message of global purification.
That's not purification. Reuse is not pure.
Oh, well, but I'm into purification.
Also, for every price point, we have a reward.
Oh,
which
so
you'll
like,
get.
Tell
like,
us, like,
like
give
a
us an
pony
example.
Or?
So some of the rewards
not
are,
like a pony.
Well, our highest reward is a personalized light fixture, which is going to be made by my friend Marissa.
What part of the project are you doing?
I'm doing the video projections.
That's cool.
Yeah. Mm. And we're also going to have like a making of DVD, which is also one of the rewards. And yeah.
Okay. So
really cool.
If this sounds like something that our listeners will be interested in, can you tell them the website one more time?
It's thethoughtartist.webs.com.
Yeah. So
you should definitely donate.
You should sign up and donate. And with that, I'm going to put on a song that I have dedicated to Zuzia Wayman. So here we go.
So is that it?
Interesting, that's not it.
Well, where is the standard? 'Cause she walks, looks and drives like an ace.
Okay, so we had some slight technical difficulties on that one.
Yeah, but your message is still the same. Usually we're going to have a lot of fun now that Daddy has taken the keyboard away.
I think you definitely gave my computer a virus.
I hope so.
That's what that horrible screeching noise was.
That was you.
How was that me?
Zusha climbed under the desk while you weren't looking, and then she jumped out at you and screamed like a little girl.
No, I would never do that.
That's
I am a man.
Really what happened.
I am a man.
Zusha can vouch for it.
It happened.
I don't think it happened.
We were both there. Okay, so I'm going to play one of my songs now. Well, not my songs. It's technically Johnny Cash.
Mm.
It's his song.
Did you help him write it?
Yeah, we go way back.
He's dead.
I miss him. We had a...
So
wow.
Maybe...
I don't understand.
Maybe we won't play that song.
Yeah,
let's play. Maybe we will.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
What?
Why wouldn't you sing the end of the song?
And you know what you were wanting me to do. We can play it again and I'll sing it.
I don't think the good people at home want to listen.
I fell for you like a child. The fire went wild.
No, you have to get it deeper like this.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. The flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
I don't think people like our voices that much.
I think they love my voice.
I don't know.
I know that giggle was nervous because you think my voice is sexy.
It's true. That voice is super sexy.
Super sexy.
I think I'm going to have to go to the bathroom for a moment.
Whoa. It's a little more than I signed up for, cowboy. That's right, I said cowboy. What are you going to play for us next?
Well, that was embarrassing. We just need to get the hang of this again.
Yeah, I know. It's like riding a bike.
But it's not like riding a bike.
It's kind of like riding a bike.
It's not at all like riding a bike.
It's not?
Yeah, it's just not working.
This is interesting.
It's very interesting.
Well, it looks like we're going to learn work from my library at the moment.
Okay.
So this is another song dedicated to Zuzia Wayman.
I don't think this song is dedicated to Zuzia.
So can you tell me a little bit about your stuff?
Really. Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Zuzia.
Oh, about my art?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
we don't really.
Because that's really interesting.
Yeah, okay. I find it really interesting.
Well, do you.
Could you talk?
You're supposed to be telling us about yourself.
Can you talk a little faster? This is like really boring.
Okay, our art is based on cycles and their presence in our lives.
Like periods?
Like a period cycle?
Like the moon?
Maybe I should talk to Marissa about putting that in our show.
What, about periods?
Yeah.
Periods?
You know, it's a big part of a woman's life.
Can you just explain that to me a little bit about
it? What, a period?
No, we don't need to talk about this.
I don't know what that is, so I would like, maybe we should turn these down a little bit. Here, let me just turn it down.
I don't think that that's
necessary.
Okay,
I turned it down. What is it?
No, you know what? I'll just, can I just put some music on, guys?
Okay.
No, I just don't think.
Does this make you feel uncomfortable?
It makes me feel kind of uncomfortable. But no, it doesn't make me feel uncomfortable.
What?
Dedicating this song to Zuzia Wayman.
Well, what song are you going to play?
I mean, when you hear it, you'll know.
But, you know, some people might not know.
Oh, I think they'll know.
I don't know if they'll know.
I'm pretty sure they'll know.
Well, maybe if you click on it a couple more times, they'll know.
I'm trying as hard as I can.
It's not working that well.
Well, shut up. You're not helping.
I'm trying my hardest to make it work. I'm the one that's messing with the wires right now.
Yeah, I know you're messing with the wires.
Maybe I messed up the wires.
I don't understand.
Maybe we should just sing for the last 4 minutes.
I feel for you like a child. My heart of fire went wild.
Yeah.
Andrew and drag. Andrew and drag.
Is it playing?
I think it's about you. No, this is not what I wanted to play.
It's not what you wanted to play?
I mean, it's a lovely song, but we started off with that song. I don't know why it's not working, I'm going to be honest.
Okay, maybe we should get a computer tech guy in here to do this.
Yeah.
Well, this is really embarrassing.
It's cool, Greg and I live next to each other.
Is he like, what does he do?
Yeah.
Hey, hey. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye,
bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
one match.
That was our show, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
What do you mean you enjoyed it?
I definitely enjoyed it a lot.
But, like, how did you enjoy it?
Well, I loved singing Happy Birthday to Fred Sr. And
his name's not Fred, it's Frederick.
Frederick Sr. I'm sorry, he lets me call him Fred because we have a special bond.
You've never met him before.
Yes, I have.
When was that?
We grew up together, Fred.
No, we didn't. I blocked that out.
We definitely grew up together.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure I remember a lot of childhood photos that you were in.
Yeah, you were just in the background looking creepy.
That's so not true.
I was always like, who's that weird girl that's in all my pictures?
You know what? You know what? You were always like, hey, cutie, why don't you come hang out with me? Because I'm so alone.
Well, because I was alone. Because I had a weird skin thing.
I wasn't even going to bring that up.
But I guess now everybody knows that now I had everybody a weird skin thing when I was a kid.
It was full body eczema.
He turned orange and flaky. I'm forgetting. That wasn't me. That was someone else I know.
Yeah, okay. You can't bring it back from there.
Yeah, I guess I can't. No. My image is pretty ruined, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to do another character next time.
What character?
What do you
this
mean?
Is my life.
What's your life? No, I mean, like, I'm going to have to play someone else.
Oh.
What were you saying?
Nothing.
What were you saying?
I wasn't saying anything.
I don't understand you sometimes.
Okay, well, thank you for listening to the Fred and Susie's Adventure Hour. The next show is what?
Sea Cabbage.
Sea Cabbage, which is about plants underground.
Underground? Do you know what the word sea means? It's this second letter in the alphabet.
Have you ever listened to the show? Because I have, and this guy goes around and he interviews cabbages that are underground.
No, it's like under. You don't even know what art is.
You don't know.
What are we going to listen to now?
I don't know. The internet is not working.
It's. Oh, okay. Here we go.
Trip, yeah.